Welcome to St. James Bible Bites. This podcast was recorded live and includes readings from Psalms and the Old and New Testament, as well as a reflection from our vicar, the Reverend Fabian Wirtz. We meet each Monday and Thursday at 9:15 on Zoom, and we invite you to join us. Simply sign in to Zoom using the number 856-0112-7207, and the password is 22 4466. You can sit back and listen or take part. Either way, we would love your company. Our readings today are taken from the Psalms, Isaiah and Thessalonians, and the reflection is by the Reverend Fabian Wirtz, entitled Our God, Past and Future.
They're going to be two short psalms. One speaks of fearing God in the sense of realizing that God is real. One day we will all meet God. And so the way we live, the way we search for him or allow him to reveal himself to us is key in this side of life. And those who think they can live without God, well, the words that I use in these psalms are quite strong words. It speaks of being a foolish things, a stupid things, not to take the time to think about and reevaluate the reality of God's presence in our world and his call upon our lives. So it starts with the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Corrupt are they and abominable in their wickedness. There is no one that does good. God has looked down from heaven upon the children of earth to see if there is anyone who is wise and seeks after God. They are all gone out of the way. All alike have become corrupt. There is no one that does good. No, not one. Have they no knowledge, those evildoers who eat up my people as if they ate bread and do not call upon God? There be in great fear, such fear as never was, for God will scatter the bones of the ungodly. They will be put to shame because God has rejected them. Oh, that Israel's salvation would come out of Zion, when God restores the fortune of his people. Then will Jacob rejoice in Israel, be glad. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Without you, O God, nothing is real. All things are open to corruption, and we are deadened by deceit. Do not abandon us to our folly, but give us hearts to seek you, and at last joy in the heavenly city through Jesus Christ our Lord. The second psalm speaks of God being our helper. Behold, God is my helper. Save me, O God, by your name, and vindicate me by your power. Hear my prayer, O God. Give heed to the words of my mouth. For strangers are risen upon against me, and the ruthless seek after my life. They have not set God before them. Behold, God is my helper. It is the Lord who upholds my life. May evil rebound on those who lie in wait for me. Destroy them in your faithfulness. An offering of a free heart will I give you, and praise your name, O Lord, for it's gracious. For he has delivered me out of all my trouble, and my eye has seen the downfall of my enemies. Behold, God is my helper. O loving God, reach through the violence of the proud and the despair of the weak, to create in Jesus Christ a people free to praise your holy name now and forever. And glory to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. So two readings, one from the Old Testament, Prophet Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 1 to 11, and later from the New Testament. Hear this, O house of Jacob, who are called by the name of Israel, and who came forth from the loins of Judah, who swear by the name of the Lord, and invoke the God of Israel, but not in truth or right, for they call themselves after the holy city and lean on the God of Israel. The Lord of hosts is his name. The former things I declared long ago. They went out from my mouth, and I made them known. Suddenly I did them, and they came to pass. Because I know that you are obstinate, and your neck is an iron sinew, and your forehead brass. I declare them to you for long ago. Before they came to pass, I announced them to you, so that you would not say, my idol did them. My carved image and my cast image commanded them. You have heard, nor see all this. And will you not declare it? From this time forward, I make you hear new things, hidden things that you have not known. They are created now, not long ago. Before today, you have never heard of them, so that you could not say, I really knew them. You have never heard, you have never known. From of old, your ear has not been opened. For I knew that you would deal very treacherously, and that from birth you were called a rebel. For my name's sakes, I deferred my anger. For the sake of my praise, I restrained it for you, so that I may not cut you off. See, I've refined you, but not like silver. I have tested you in a furnace of adversity. For my own sake, I did it. For why should my name be profaned? My glory I will not give to another. So in this reading, two realities. The first one of God foreseeing the reality of the people of Israel's, their disobedience, their unfaithfulness, their rebellion. And he said it beforehand, so that when it went to come, they couldn't say, well, actually, it's not my fault. It was those idols or those things that made me do so. I'm reflecting sometimes how often we hear in our world us rejecting our own responsibility on other forces and not owning up the actions and the thoughts and the words that we are doing. But the truth is that freedom only happens when we learn humility, and that's to be honest with ourselves and to be honest with God. And it's in that honesty that we actually start experiencing God's grace and God's presence. It's in the humility that we are opening ourselves to God. And so when Jesus was on earth and talking about what it means to live under the rule of our Father who loves us, he starts with, blessed are those who are poor in spirit. Poor in spirit is, blessed are those who are honest with themselves, opened to the reality of their brokenness. For then, when that happens, God comes, God reveals himself. And then the second one here is about the future. And again, so that they couldn't be proud, God was revealing something new. And the whole of Isaiah is lots about prophecies or information about what is to come. What is to come with the coming of what the Jews would name the Messiah. So we have here God's grace at work, in revealing things from the past and revealing things from the future. And our second reading is from Thessalonians in chapter 3. And that's a letter of Paul to that particular church. So, therefore, when we could bear it no longer, we decided to be left alone in Athens. And we sent Timothy, our brother and co-worker for God, in proclaiming the gospel of Christ, to strengthen and encourage you for the sake of your faith, so that no one would be shaken by these persecutions. Indeed, you yourself know that this is what we are destined for. In fact, we were with you. We told you beforehand that we were to suffer persecutions. So It turned out, as you know. For this reason, when I could bear it no longer, I sent to find out about your faith. Was afraid that somehow the tempter had tempted you and that all labor had been in vain. But Timothy has just now come to us from you, and has brought us the good news of your faith and love. He has told us that you always remember us kindly and long to see us, just as we long to see you. For this reason, brothers and sisters, during all our distress and persecution, we have been encouraged about you through your faith. For we now live, if we continue to stand firm in the Lord. How can we thank God enough for you in return for all the joy that we feel before our God because of you? Night and day, we pray most earnestly that we may see your face, you face to face, and restore whatever is lacking in your faith. Now, may our God and Father himself and our Lord Jesus Christ direct our ways to you. And may the Lord make you increase and abound in love for one another and for all, just as we abound in love for you. And may he so strengthen your hearts in holiness that you may be blameless before our God and Father at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ with all his saints. Now it is time to wake up of sleep. The night is far spent and the day is at hand. Now is our salvation nearer than when we first believed, for the night is far spent. So let us therefore cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. For the day is at hand. So put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. For the night is far spent and the day is at hand.
For more Bible Bite podcasts, simply visit our website www.stjamestaunton.co.uk and click on resources. Thank you for listening, and may God be with you today.